This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Don Gagne. In a confidential report obtained by the BBC, Britain's outgoing ambassador to Iraq says that nation is more likely to slide into civil war than turn into a democracy. The BBC's Ambassador William Patey, in a memo to British Prime Minister Tony Blair, predicted the situation in Iraq would remain volatile for the next decade. Britain's Foreign Office wouldn't comment on the report. The sectarian rivalry between Sunni and Shiite groups plays itself out daily on the streets as well as within Iraq's security forces. In one instance last month, one of Baghdad's largest hospitals became a battleground. A sustained gunfight there left one police officer dead and the hospital in chaos. NPR has learned the officer was killed by the personal bodyguards of one of Iraq's vice presidents, allegedly sent in to free a wounded Iraqi suspected of being a high-level insurgent. An aide to Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi acknowledged that the incident took place, but gives a different account. NPR's John Hendren has the story.
An internal police report read to NPR by a senior Ministry of Interior official on condition of anonymity lays out the prelude to battle. A Sunni man was wounded at the Radwan Mosque in the Dura neighborhood in southeastern Baghdad by police special forces commandos around 6:30 p.m. July 19th. The police, who are predominantly Shiite, took the wounded Sunni to Yarmouk Hospital. Although the ensuing gunfight at the hospital was widely reported at the time, the details of the incident and Vice President Hashimi's involvement have gone unreported until now. NPR learned of the details through a series of interviews with Western and Iraqi officials and through the Ministry of Interior report. To prevent insurgents from rescuing the prisoner, police say the Iraqi army was called in to guard the hospital. Then, 5 to 7 men bearing ID cards that read Executive Branch Special Security arrived in 3 Opel station wagons. They were the personal bodyguards of Vice President Hashimi, a powerful Sunni political leader. He had sent them to take the wounded prisoner away. An Iraqi who asked to be identified only as Ali was driving toward the hospital around that time.
I thought everything was fine until it was like 1 kilometer away from the hospital when I saw cars reversing and people were panicking situation. So I asked the people around what's going on. They said clashes. I was very close to the hospital when I started to hear heavy gunfire. And it wasn't just hearing heavy gunfire. I could feel the bullets actually passing over my head.
Hospital workers described a chaotic scene. They say they were prevented from moving by black-clad armed men inside the hospital who were guarding the wounded prisoner. Some witnesses described the men as militiamen who were called in to aid the police. Others said they were police themselves. One doctor stood outside the hospital for 45 minutes because he was not allowed to enter the emergency room, which the armed men had sealed off, or go back to the doctor's quarters. Again, Ali, who witnessed the clash.
I saw National Guard's men surrounding the hospital, and they were shooting in all directions. I couldn't see whom they were aiming, but I could hear the locals there, standing there, hiding. They told me that insurgents are surrounding the hospital and these National Guards are stopping them from getting in.
A police commando was killed in the battle. The Ministry of Interior report says he was shot by one of the vice president's bodyguards. One bodyguard is still in custody. Police say the bodyguards were trying to rescue the prisoner. Sheikh Omar al-Jabouri, a member of Vice President Hashimi's Iraqi Islamic Party, said the wounded man was shot by the Mehdi Army, a Shiite militia. Jabouri acknowledged that the vice president sent the guards, but he said they were merely trying to take the wounded man to a private hospital that could better care for him. He said the bodyguards simply fired in their own defense. The incident illustrates the sectarian rivalry between Sunni and Shiite groups within the Iraqi security forces. It also reveals how, in the fog of conflict, official security forces find themselves fighting one another, each side claiming to be on the side of the law. John Hendren, NPR News, Baghdad.